Hal?
You know, about 2 years ago, Deb Schrag published a very handsome editorial in the New England Journal of Medicine that I think was the first oncology statement about cost and efficacy in a long time. And she wasn't just focused on bevacizumab, but talking about other drugs that were specifically used for colorectal cancer. And she didn't say that it was right or wrong to use these drugs, but she, I think, very smartly encouraged a dialogue. And I don't think we've really had a serious dialogue about that yet, and that's what probably needs to be done. I think it's very hard to expect treating oncologists, treating clinicians in any setting, to be able to make these decisions with individual patients. None of us have particular expertise in this area. None of us took an oath to support cost control. We all took an oath to take care of patients.
And we all have conflict of interest.
And so I think that's a real thing. On the other hand, doctors have conflicts of interest in both ways. Many of us have research or other conflicts of interest, consulting or so on. Private practice doctors have conflict of interest because they make enormous amounts of money giving these very expensive drugs in many instances. But I do think that what should happen is a dialogue about where and how best to use these therapies. And I take Kathy's point. I don't think it's unique to this drug or to treatment. I think there is compelling reason to think we overtreat a lot in the way of PET scans and stereotactic radiosurgery the third or fourth time around for brain metastases or unbelievable efforts at other supportive care, which probably have relatively modest cost-effective gains. So I think that this is really independent of this particular study, but I do think that we will be better if we were to engage in a serious dialogue about these things.
In a sense, we've moved away from using the studies and the data for which you have the drug, and we're now prescribing it in the fact that we lack any evidence that it doesn't work in that situation, right? I mean, what Cliff said a moment ago is, which is he'd give it to any combination of chemotherapy.
I think we are, though. I firmly think we are. I think a principle was tested and the question was answered that the drug adds to chemo.
I don't think that's necessarily true.
But not with Xeloda.
That trial had a clear signal bevacizumab activity.
A signal, but
okay.
No clinical benefit.
Yeah, but who knows? I mean, it's not a negative trial. It's just not a strikingly positive one.
The other thing here is that, I mean, cost is an issue, but it's not the only issue. But the higher the cost, surely the higher the bar has got to be that this is effective.
And cost is a separate issue.
Well, but the higher the bar has got to be that it is effective.
You know, I'm really tired of hearing from American oncologists and other people that cost is irrelevant, we should just look at response and benefit and that sort of thing. We are breaking the bank. And unless we do something about it and take a stance,
so
this whole system is going to go down the tube.
If you're going to say that, what percentage
of... Not just about this drug.
But that's the issue. What percentage of healthcare spending is about oncology? What percentage of oncology spending is about this drug? I think the drug is very expensive. It's a huge hassle, and I'm not arguing for the price. But I do think that we have to be very careful about where we assign the blame. Is this drug the make-or-break thing in our system?
No, but maybe this drug will make us, as was said before, talk about it
sure.
And take a stance. PET scans and MRI scans, come on. We could go back to radionuclide liver scans and bone scans, the things that we have when I train, and patients would be living exactly as long as they do today with breast cancer.
Sure.
And yet we just let these things come in without anybody talking about it. And we can't afford it anymore, and the system is going down the tubes. We're just dealing with one little microcosm of it, of course. It's the whole medical system. But it's somewhere along the lines, doctors have to pay attention to this.
Peter? I would largely agree with what Kent said. If you take a look at what the society is willing to pay per life year saved or gained, we're getting way beyond other diseases. And I don't debate that there is some benefit for patients, but the society does have to address, and the medical community better do it, because otherwise it'll be done for us, what we think is a reasonable amount of money to spend per life year saved.